Lily lived in a condominium apartment on the fifth floor in a vast sprawl of condominium apartments just off Route 1A behind a shopping mall near the Salem Line. It was 5 minutes past seven when Jessie arrived at her door carrying a bottle of Iron Horse champagne. She was wearing faded blue jeans, carefully pressed, a white silk blouse with a stand-up collar, and short black boots with thick heels. The jeans were snug. The blouse was open at the neck, and a gold chain showed against her light tan. "Do you have a warrant?" Lily said. "No," Jessie said, "but I got a bottle of champagne." Lily smiled. "That will do," she said. "Come on in." The apartment had white walls and blonde furniture and sand-colored carpeting. There were sliders at the end of the living room that opened onto a small balcony that allowed you to look down at the backside of the shopping mall. The furniture was appropriate without being interesting. "Don't judge me by my home," Lily said. "I bought it after my second divorce, furniture and all, and moved in until I found something a little better." "And?" "And I haven't gotten around to looking." "Too busy?" Jessie said. "Do I have the right to an attorney?" Lily said. "Sorry. Sometimes I think I've asked too many questions for too long a time." Lily held out the champagne bottle. "Shall we begin by drinking this?" she said. Jessie hesitated. Club soda would be the right thing to drink. He took the bottle. "We'd be fools not to," he said. She got an ice bucket and glasses and set them on the glass-top coffee table. Jessie uncorked the wine and poured some in each glass. They clicked glasses and held each other's look for a moment and drank. "I love champagne," Lily said. Jessie nodded. "Actually," Lily said, "I love having someone to drink it with." "Lucky I stopped by," Jessie said. "It wasn't luck. I invited you for dinner." "That's right." They drank. "Sip," Jessie told himself. "Sip." "I guess if I had to be completely honest," Lily said. "No need for that," Jessie said. "I guess I'm still here for sort of the same reason. I guess I was hoping for someone to come along who would look for a new place with me." "Would that include either ex-husband?" "No," Lily said. "It would not." They were both quiet, both thinking of other lives they had lived. Other nights in Tucson with champagne. He could feel the charge between them, simultaneous release and tension. Since he'd first been in her office, he'd known it would come to this, and now it had. He felt the relaxation of arrival. Soon he'd see her naked. Soon there would be no tension. "Animosity?" Jessie said. "With my exes? Not the first one. He's nice. He lives in Chicago now, works as a construction supervisor for a big company. I see him occasionally when he comes to Boston." "So, what happened?" "I don't know exactly. You go along thinking it's forever, then one day it isn't. One day he didn't want to be married to me, and I didn't want to be married to him." "Somebody else?" "No, it was more that we hoped for someone else. Or something else. Our marriage just wasn't enough." "How about number two?" Jessie asked. "The son of a bitch," Lily said, and pretended to spit. "Another woman?" "Another dozen," Lily said. "Animosity," Jessie said. "A lot," Lily said. "How long have you been single?" Jessie said. 5 years. "You mind living alone?" "Yes." They were quiet again. "You?" Lily said. "No," Jessie said. "I don't mind living alone. I mind being alone. And I mind Jen not being alone." "You're pretty hooked into Jen," Lily said. "I am." "How long have you been divorced?" 4 years. "I'm not sure that's very good for you," Lily said. "Probably not," Jessie said. "Have you ever seen a shrink?" "No." "Maybe you should. It helps." "Maybe I should," Jessie said. "But?" "My father was a cop," Jessie said. "My whole life I've been playing ball or I've been a cop." "So?" Seeing a psychiatrist is not something cops and ball players are supposed to do. What are they supposed to do? Jesse paused, thinking about it. He knew what it was. He was thinking about how to say it. They're supposed to hang in. Forever? As needed, Jesse said. Lily looked at him thoughtfully. Wow, she said. You need a shrink worse than I thought. Jen says so, too. She seeing one? Yes. Well, Lily said, you'll go when you're ready. Jesse didn't say anything. Maybe he would, but if he did, it would start with the provision that he wasn't going to stop loving Jen. The champagne was gone so quickly, you have to concentrate every minute, Jesse thought. I have made us a lovely supper, Lily said. I could use one, Jesse said. But if we eat it first, Lily said, we'll both be thinking about afterwards and how that's going to go and won't be able to enjoy the dinner as we should. That is a problem, Jesse said. So I think we should have the afterwards first. Then we'd be free to concentrate on the lovely supper. Sure, Jesse said. Lily put down her champagne glass and stood. Follow me, she said, and walked past the kitchen counter toward her bedroom. He felt the familiar smooth curve as he ran his hand up her thigh, the familiar soft slope of her belly. He had done this often. This time, like each time, it was brand new. He could hear her breathing, felt the pressure of her hips. She was skillful and fully engaged. The part of him that was not making love smiled. Didn't matter if she was skillful. His father used to say, the worst piece of ass I ever had was excellent. It was always that part, the one that wasn't engaged, whether it was lovemaking or fighting. It was always the amused, non-judgmental other, observing it. He wondered if she had an other. Finally, dressed and relaxed, they sat at her glass-topped dining table and ate in silence, in the gently moving light of the candles Lily had lighted. There was a bottle of white wine at hand and an ice bucket. That's your real hair color, he said. My hair turned silver when I was 26, Lily said. She poured some white wine into Jesse's glass. It's all right. I'm nowhere near drunk. He drank some more. Nice wine. He ate some of the supper she had served them. What am I eating? Jesse said. Lobster meat and a light cream sauce, Lily said, with sherry, pearl onions, and mushrooms and different colored sweet peppers over basmati rice. You can cook, Lily smiled at him. Second best thing I do, she said. Jesse nodded several times and drank some wine.